Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. If you want more information on any of the things we discuss here, you're going to go to ETFtrends.com because Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. He's also the president of Global Trend Asset Management. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Market Vectors Wide Moat ETF, and the ticker is MOAT.
There you go, the Wide Moat ETF, ticker symbol MOAT. And I have to tell you, since this ETF was first unveiled and first announced, I have put it on my watch list. I wanted to see how it did. I looked at it when my dad was still alive as something that I knew he could buy and understand. And I have liked the looks of it, though I haven't pulled the trigger on it myself.
I'm in the same boat, Chuck. I mean, the same thing. When I looked at it the same way and actually have talked to the folks at Morningstar who are behind it and had created this index long before the ETF actually started, and it's fun. This is part of the ETF business. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. But what makes this one come to the surface now?
Well, a couple things. First of all, we've had a little bit of a correction in the market. Second, what you find when you lift up the hood are a couple things. The Wide Moat Index really is all about almost the Warren Buffett model. Morningstar put this index together with the idea that they're going to have 20 stocks that make up the index, and these stocks can change as often as quarterly. In order to make it in, you have to have, or your company has to have, an economic moat that kind of refers to the long-term structure, competitive nature of the firm in the given industry. So it's not just looking at the financials, but it's looking at the long-term competitive nature versus other companies that might be in that industry, which is very similar to what Warren Buffett does when he selects companies. But to get specific, it's 20 stocks. On any given quarter, they could change as much as 10, 15 of them. And just recently, on Friday, the constituents changed, and a couple new additions came in, like Facebook, where, you know, Facebook is tremendously off its opening prices. Another company of note is Oracle. Oracle's had some huge corrections lately, but within its business and business model within the industry, it's done very well. So, again, the people behind the index at Morningstar feel that it's warranted at this time to add it into the index. And eBay's also been off its high as well. So when you dive down and look at the constituents, you find, yes, long-term companies maybe recently have been hit for one reason or another, but the long-term performance is very impressive.
What we should point out, for folks who don't understand, the Market Vectors Wide Moat ETF buys stocks in companies that have wide moats. This is Warren Buffett's philosophy of, I want to hold companies that have wide economic moats, which means they're pretty difficult for anybody else to come in and compete and take away their edges, etc. And when that is your modus operandi, you can look at a stock like Facebook, and it's not about what's it valued at. It's about, is that business assailable? And at least for right now, that's what they're saying is no, they've got too big an edge, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's also funny is you look at what they took out. So companies like Microsoft and Intel, which really had some decent runs, all of a sudden have been jettisoned to be able to put some new constituents in there. So they're always looking at least once a quarter to what companies are really positioned, as you point out, from that wide moat standpoint, to really protect their market share from a long-term standpoint, right?
From the standpoint of an investor who's looking to buy this kind of an ETF, How would you suggest it plays into their portfolio? What do you do with this and what's the expectation? Because this really does conflict a lot if you've got a big large cap slug of money someplace. You got a lot of overlap. So how do you use this kind of a fund?
Yeah, it's funny. And I was talking with some of our team earlier about it. There are a lot of folks that have moved away from actively managed mutual funds and said, hey, listen, my manager's not beating the market, so I'm going to buy the market in the form of ETFs. Very broad-based, low cost, makes a lot of sense. But all of us have in our guts the desire to buy individual stocks. So here's a way where you could own 20 stocks, put together in a portfolio by the good folks at Morningstar, who you wouldn't normally see in a position where they're actually stock pickers. But here they are. And for a real understandable fundamental reason on why each of these stocks are a part of the portfolio. So I would look at it, obviously, as a core equity holding. It is actively managed. It is in the form of an ETF, so it is completely liquid. You can get in and out any time. But as far as your overall equity portfolio, and especially for a longer-term investor, I think this is something that could make up as much as 3 to 5% of your equity position.
And what's your sell discipline on this?
On something like this, I would hold this for the long term. I would look at this if you've got kids that you're looking to teach them a little bit about investing, if you've got people, babies that you're investing for college, just great long-term structure in an index-based ETF that's active in nature, and you've got, with the folks at Market Vectors and at Morningstar, two solid companies behind it. Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely, and it is concentrated, so it'll give you a little kick as well. It is the Market Vectors Wide Moat ETF, MOAT. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. And if you want more information, it is etftrends.com or on Twitter at etftrends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, it is always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you next week.
There is much more to go on the Thursday, June the 27th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, and later, John DelVecchio from the Forensic Accounting ETF. He's in for the Money Life Market Call. Stick around. This is Money Life.